The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms. Call 327-8686. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street. Serving Rock Hill for 65 years. And by Imperial Pool and Spas. Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tiga Cay. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9, live on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. Mr. Rector had something come up today, so he couldn't make it, but he ended up getting his substitution, I think, because I don't think he can replace David. See, I've said something nice about you today. He fussed at me last time. Mr. Jay Lacey with the Maplewood Company, and Jay and I go back a year or two anyway. You came to Rock Hill or Fort Mill with Southern Tree, what year, 82?
82.
I got a good memory in my old days, don't I? Anyway, you came in town with Southern Tree and landscape over in Fort Mill, like a lot of people back there, Mr. Roger Braswell's enterprise, and you were handling bigger trees back then too, weren't you?
Uh-huh, big trees and transplanting trees.
Okay, you were with him on and off as an employee or a contractor for a long time, and you've been with, you started Maplewood how long ago?
About 20 years ago, 2001 anyway, and was with Southern Tree on and off for 20 years.
You've been doing this a long time then, haven't
you? Yeah, locally about 40 years.
Yep. Let's see. We came down in 79, and we sold Roger a lot of stuff in the early 80s, primarily crepe myrtles and hollies back in those days. But your thing was always more of the bigger trees, if I remember correct. I mean, you did smaller stuff.
As a salesman, I honestly try to sell anything I could, tree size wise, but primarily the big stuff.
And people don't understand now, big stuff to us is a little different than to most people, because like at Rolling Hills, what we do, we go up generally to about a 3-inch, and you're looking at probably 700-800 pound root ball and all for that. You get bigger than that, you got to kind of have special equipment on. So even the Southern Tree, you had the truck with the spade on the back. But back then, what were they, like 88-inch root balls, something like that?
Yeah, we actually had a 94-inch spade. And at one time, we probably had 5 running from 94 down to 44 on truck spades. And then a couple of different size tractor spades we also use.
Now, what we're talking about when we say a 99 or 94 or 88 or whatever, that's the diameter of the root ball, across the root ball after you dig. The machine backs up, the blades go in the ground, dig out the tree, and that's the diameter across the top. So now you're running a 110?
No, we just got a 90.
It's a 90? I thought that truck was bigger than that.
Okay. No, it's a 90. We occasionally will hand dig something a little bigger than that, or get a tree in that's bigger that's been dug by a different method and set it with a crane or something like that. Mostly that 90-inch ball and down.
Now, let me back up. I'm getting ahead of myself here now. You say a 90 now. For most people now, not all of them, but most of them understand that caliper is the diameter of the tree 6 inches off the ground. That's American nursery standards. Okay. You're getting up to what, an 8 or 9 inch?
Yeah, by the nurseryman standard, they say to move 10 inches root ball for every inch of diameter. So, 9-inch tree, 90-inch ball. But on, some species you can go larger, some I'd go down. I tend to be conservative, so I'd rather move like a 6 to 8 inch diameter, but if you're going to lose the tree or looks like a good candidate, weather's good, you can go bigger.
A 6 inch is a pretty good sized tree. I mean, people don't realize how big that is. But I got a buddy I ain't seen him lately, but Shady Grove Plantation down in Orangeburg, Johnny Brailsford.
Mm-hmm.
His daddy started it in the 40s, but Tommy and I went down there in the 90s to pick up some special magnolias that they had developed, and they had three tractor trailers sitting there with one tree per trailer. Mm-hmm. They were wide loads and all that, and mm-hmm. he told me, he said, I was mad as a wet hen because it was 8:30 and the drivers were supposed to be in there at 7 o'clock and they were going to Houston, Texas,
mm-hmm.
live oaks.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, each tree is $5,000 and it's $5,500 to get them there.
Mm-hmm.
They had to have a crane in place when they got there to set them in. The mm-hmm. holes were already dug and set them in place. But they use a track hoe, actually, to dig them. They dig out around them, and then they had a mm-hmm. crew that got in there looked like a bunch of ants chipping away at that root ball, trimming it mm-hmm. down. And so he made his fortune on Disney World down in, or Disneyland, whatever it is, in Florida. And
I think you're
he
right.
sent a lot of big stuff down there for years. And
that's an amazing place. We've got a lot of big trees from there. Had one planting we did in May, 255-foot oaks, got them in full leaf, and they did great. So that's an amazing nursery source.
Yep. Okay, well, there's the music, so we're going to have to take a short pause for the calls, and we'll be right back. This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
Winterize your pool with the help of the pros at Imperial Pool and Patio. You'll be protecting your investment with BioGuard's Arctic Blue Winterizing Kit. Imperial stocks everything you need to put your pool to bed, including pool covers. Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. As I stated earlier, Mr. Rector couldn't make it this morning. He had a conflict come up this week. So Mr. Jay Lacey with Make Boyd Company. And I guess you're located in York, but you also say on your brochures and stuff you're in Charlotte. So it's kind of a...
Well, we primarily work in Charlotte. We're happy when we can work in York County, though.
Good thing, and we're talking about the big trees now. You've moved several pretty good size ones for us over the years, but it seems to be sporadic. We have one or two one year, and then 7-8 the next year,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of your thing, I guess. But
yeah,
y'all have done a lot for developers around York County here lately, from what you were telling me. You did a bunch down at Riverwalk.
Mm-hmm.
I guess one time you did a lot for Springs, but we hadn't mm-hmm. done much for them lately, but we used to do a lot for them too. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, there are needs. And if you want an instant shade tree and don't want to wait and I guess willing to pay the price, you're the man to call. You know, we don't get it. Like I said earlier, we don't usually get anything over 3 inches. So you know, somebody's wanting a bigger one, you're the man to call. So
well,
that's who we call.
Appreciate that.
And like that, we've been doing this a long time, but and I think I actually knew your wife better than you because she went to work for a customer of ours over in Fort Mill, Mike Davis, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
She did designs for him, and Mike bought a lot of stuff. He's buying a lot of stuff from us now, and we do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. He's our longest-running customer.
Wow.
He bought first plants in 1980.
He's been running pretty long.
Yeah, we kind of lost him when he went in with Joe Garman there for that 10 years, but we mm-hmm. got him back when he got out. So, mm-hmm. But anyway, you said you tend to be conservative now. Are there certain trees that you don't want to dig quite as big a root ball on or big a caliper, dig a big a caliper? I would think oaks you'd have to be careful with.
Yeah, generally not. I'd say the slower something grows, the harder it is to transplant. So, you know, if you talk about a white oak, it's a little bit harder. Maybe a live oak. Japanese maples are not extremely fast growing, but they seem to transplant pretty well. So, yeah, just the slower it grows, maybe the harder it is to transplant.
I agree with you on the Japanese maples now because in 40 years we've only, I think, lost three. And two of them were the weed eaters. That was a major culprit on them. And we never did figure out what happened to the third one. I mean, we don't, unless mm-hmm. it was that freeze in 2007 got it. I don't know what got it. But
it'd well, been I think in. They've got a real aggressive root system like we know maples do.
So they're pretty fibrous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a real invasive as much. It's a pretty fibrous root system, so it roots in pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had... We never did, but I know some people years ago had trouble up here with live oaks. And Johnny Brailsford down at Shady Grove, that was their bread and butter for years were live oaks. And he claims that if you dig them and the moving them, the stem gets loose in the root ball, and that's a kiss of death on a live oak. Mm-hmm. They actually came up with trucks that they'd load them on, and they had a crane on the truck that would actually sit them in the hole for you so you didn't have to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
saved them because they didn't have so many losses, and the customer didn't mind paying for it because they lived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it does seem like nowadays, though, that planting trees is a lot more popular than it used to be. But part of it, with DHEC regulations, all that, they pretty much clear cut all the properties now, and trying to save the trees is a lot of work just because of all the regulations you have to comply with and all that stuff. So, and people like us are getting a little older now, and we don't want to wait.
That's true.
We don't know how long we're going to be here.
I'm so glad to see York County's really improved in the tree planting department. When I first moved here, it was seemed kind of dismal. But, I mean, you've been on the tree committee, and I think the ordinances and just – local awareness. People want a big immediate tree, you know, or just any tree. And so a lot more of that's happened in York County in the last 30 years.
A lot of people don't realize it, but Rock Hill established their tree commission in January of 1988. And somehow or another, I got roped into being a charter member of that thing and spent 16 years on it. But in June of 88, we hired the first full-time forester. And for a town the size of Rock Hill back then, that was unheard of. There was no other city in the state, even North mm-hmm. Carolina, didn't have foresters for a small town like mm-hmm. Rock Hill. And now other places, their urban forestry department's grown a little more than Rock Hill, but we mm-hmm. still have a full-time forester. So. Mm-hmm.
And I remember landscape architects being involved in the planning, you know, way back in the 80s, I guess, and in Rock Hill, and that seemed to help it along.
We didn't have a lot of landscape architects back then. There were Wayne Christopher was here when we got here. He was the first one. The city had Mike Bunce on staff, and mm-hmm. I guess Scott Reister came in 91 and started TGNR, and he actually interned with the city. So he ended up he's a University of Georgia grad. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he grew up in the Atlanta area and hated it. And mm-hmm. did an intern with the city in college and loved Rock Hill and came here. And Scott's
a very fine
fella and a good architect, too. So.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the architects somehow or another congregated to Charlotte. I guess they were a little more receptive than we were down here. But there seem to be a bunch of them around now. But anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's the signal. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
This is Kevin Ice at Imperial Pool and Patio. Tired of that old ugly tarp covering your pool? At Imperial, we recommend safety and convenience of a Loop Lock cover. With Loop Lock, opening and closing your pool becomes an easy one-person job.
Ask for Loop Lock at Imperial Pool and Spas of Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. As I said, the last two segments, Mr. Rector couldn't make it today. So good friend and colleague, Mr. Jay Lacey with Maplewood Company, they've graciously agreed to be here this morning. And I think we've had a decent conversation so far, so we're going to try to finish it up. But Jay's thing is trees, trees, and more trees, more than likely. You'll do install small ones, pretty good size ones.
Mm-hmm. And transplant.
They'll move them around for you. One thing about the tree thing that most people don't realize, if you ever get a chance, you need to watch it. It's kind of amazing doing them bigger trees. And the machine slides, well, you have to go dig the plug out and do something with it, and then you dig the tree to match the hole you dug. And it's got a deal that shoots water down the blades while you're digging it, and mm-hmm. I guess rocks could be a problem, but you don't seem to worry about them too much.
You know, that's one reason around here is pretty good. I'm originally from Birmingham, Alabama, and we can't really dig by that method real reliably because there are so many rocks
in Birmingham. I didn't know that.
Yep, very rocky place.
I thought it would be sandy.
Okay. No, very, very rocky. So this locally, it's really good place to do what we do.
I know there was a guy, I can't think of his name now, that down around Columbia used to move a lot of trees, and he didn't like sand at all. Sand was not good for him. Now, I don't know how he was doing or anything else, but said the root balls tended to want to fall apart on him if it was real sandy. So liked a little bit of clay mixed in. Now, whether you like this red clay up here or not, I don't know, because some of this stuff can be tough. But I don't know. You actually have a few trees at your place that you've been playing with, but you go find somebody that's got the bigger ones. And a lot of times they want to get rid of the bigger ones, so it works out for everybody. We seem to be getting a lot of requests for some stuff that's not ready available right now.
But that's always a part. Availability is always a big thing.
And people don't seem to understand that. But really, since the recession ended in 2012, I could buy 3-inch trees cheaper than I could buy 2-inch trees. Mm-hmm. Nobody understood that, but that was a fact. That was just, they hadn't sold them. They needed to get rid of them. And I know several places, especially in the mountains, that actually bulldozed them because they needed the room to put the next crop in. And after they did that, then the demand for the 3 and 4 inch jumped, and there weren't any trees left.
Mm-hmm. When the economy's good, the nursery business has a hard time keeping up.
Especially this time. I mean, we've been running behind, I guess, 10 years now almost, because the problem was from 2007 we had the freeze, 2008 we had the drought, 2009 the housing crunch finally hit York County. It hit everywhere mm-hmm. else a couple of years earlier, but it hit here then. So the 3 years in a row we kind of got hammered. And you're not selling what you got, you don't produce anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Even a 3-gallon plant takes anywhere from 2.5 to 3 years from mm-hmm. a cutting. So it's not like a farmer that plants soybeans and harvests them in about 8 weeks. I mean, you go to the bank and say, well, I'm going to sell this in 3 years, and they laugh at you. They don't want to hear it. So, and you got to maintain it for that 3 years, make sure you don't lose it. So, but it when it quit, people broke the cycle. The mm-hmm. production cycle got broken.
Mm-hmm.
So when things kicked off about 14 and went crazy, you know, it didn't take long for that big sucking sound they talk about. Mm-hmm. That took all the inventory. You know, Carolina Nurseries down in Monk's Corner going out, and they sold 3 or 4 million plants a year, and mm-hmm. they were the largest east of the Mississippi, and nobody really stepped in to fill that void. And
it's true.
It's kind of... same way with trees. I mean, during the recession, I had guys calling me from the mountains to sell a trailer load of red maples for $35 a piece. Mm-hmm. They were running about 75 to 80. Then they got up to 85, 75 to 80, and now, well, they even went up to about 150 to 60, but they're trickling back down a little bit now. Mm-hmm. There's a few here. But what they're having to pay for the liners, I don't see how they're selling them for what they're selling them for now.
Oh, I know. I've worried about the nursery business that the prices didn't seem to go up. But when the shortages happen, the price sure does go up.
Yeah, it sure jumped. But it's supply and demand, simple mm-hmm. economics. But I don't think we teach economics much anymore, but that's mm-hmm. how it is. Okay, we got another break, and we'll be right back to finish up this edition of the Gardener's Bench. This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Experience the peace of mind of Imperial's complete winterizing service. This is Mike Elder. Let the pros at Imperial Pool and Spas put your pool safely to bed for the winter with all the latest winterization techniques.
Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass and Lake Wiley next to Food Lion.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench, and I want to take a few seconds here real quick to thank Mr. Jay Lacey for filling in for Mr. Rector this morning. Jay, has been a pleasure. Enjoyed it. Don't get to talk to you as much as I'd love to, but, you know. So we're getting older and a little slower than we used to be. So,
thanks for having me.
We've talked a lot about trees and the installation of the bigger ones. Anything you want to add real quick while we're wrapping up?
No, hopefully we'll have some rain coming in, and we'll won't have to water quite as much, and our trees will look a little better. Some a lot of things stressed out there right now.
Yeah, and we kind of, depending on the tree and the size and all that, we kind of like to wait till the leaves start turning to dig some of the varieties now. I know a lot of the tree farms, they've been digging hollies all summer and just watering them in. And I know to talk to Bob Banner up in Charlotte this week, and he says everything he's digging, he's having to water it 2 days before he can get the spade to ground. And it's not really detrimental to the tree, most trees, to dig them when it's hot and dry. It's just you got to do a lot more to them, so that drives the price up. So
that's right. It takes a lot more work.
You got to wet them down real good. And like anything else, any plant, once you get them in the ground, you really got to watch the water and not let them dry out. And especially the tree, you're cutting off a lot of the root systems, and you got to make sure you be diligent. You can't plant them and go on vacation for a month in August. You know?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, we got a couple projects coming up that one for the city and one for commercial that, it's just the big one for the city. We're getting them from Tommy King down at King Sunset, and he just said he couldn't get the spade in the ground. He went and dig those particular varieties until we got some rain and the leaves started falling. So,
yeah, there's dust coming out of the ground. It's 6 foot deep.
I don't know that we're drought level yet, even though I heard some rumors of that on the news the other night, but you don't get 9 months of over rain like we had, and then 6 weeks you're in a drought. But we are extremely dry, and my understanding is in South Carolina they put they stopped all burn permits last week. But now what fool would be out burning as dry as it is? I ain't quite figured out yet, but cause it is toast in places. And we did one last week that we had to, we were planting auger to holes and all that, planting 18 hollies, and it was going to be a little simple thing, but come find out there was fiber optics running through the area, so we had to hand dig, and it took all day to dig 10 holes. So it took a little longer than we planned.
Wouldn't hurt to pre-water the receiving hole as well as the tree.
We did that. We had to dig a little bit, fill it full of water, let it drain in, and dig a little more. I mean, it was, I didn't realize it was dry that deep. That's what happened. So anyway, the ideal planting time, we've always said forever, is October to March. You're getting close to the tree planting time. So if you need some smaller trees, call Rolling Hills. If you need something a little bigger, call Maplewood, or call us and we'll get you to Maplewood, one or the other. You know,
thank you for that.
We're all in this thing together, you know.
Appreciate you guys. You've been great to us over the years.
We appreciate you too. And my theory is we're all in this thing together, and none of us know everything. So the more we communicate, the more we learn. And we were talking earlier about the landscape architects. Well, back in the day, there was a big shortage of arborists around here. Certified arborists were almost unheard of. John Holmes was the first one I remember, lived over in Woodbridge, and he later became the director of the horticulture program at Central Piedmont. I dated a young lady that was his neighbor, so I got to know John pretty well. So,
good friend.
Anyway, there's the music, so that means this edition is over and done. So come back and listen to us next week on The Gardener's Bench.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.